Playoff basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport and the Delaware County Times, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 6A Championship game. Tonight's game is between the Cheltenham Panthers and the Methacton Warriors.
Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza and Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Country Deli in Media, the best breakfast in town on Middletown Road. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back, and a special treat for you here at the Lee Corps Center on the campus of Temple University in North Philadelphia. Dave Berman and the gang here. It's the District 1, Southeastern Pennsylvania, 6A, biggest classification. The big boys going at it here tonight. Championship game, Cheltenham from Suburban One League, Methacton Pioneer Athletic Conference. And it should be a doozy. Methacton making its first ever appearance in this game. The District 1 championship game in program history goes back to 1964. Head coach is Jeff Durstein. Year number 10, Cheltenham, the Panthers. They are 24-3. Patrick Fleury, year number 2. Cheltenham, grad 2005. And Cheltenham making just its fourth appearance in the District 1 boys basketball championship game. 1968 was their first, and they beat Chester 77-52. Cheltenham later in the state tournament lost to Laurel Highlands from McKeesport in the state championship. And then it was back-to-back years for Cheltenham. 2004-2005, teams that Coach Fleury played for, and Chester beat him twice, 62-55 in 04 and 63-48 in 2005. Chester in 05, by the way, went on to win the PIAA state championship. So here we go, guys, and it's a just an electric atmosphere here. We'll see what happens. Both teams obviously going to the PIAA state tournament no matter what happens. Harrisburg and my buddy Kirk Smallwood, Harrisburg Cougars, they might be even in the house here at Lee Corps Center Scouting, will play the winner of this game, first round of the state tournament next Saturday.
Yeah, you know, these two teams are so evenly matched based on their records. Now, we're about to see, I think, a heck of a ball game. I don't know that anybody's going to get away with anything, although Methacton certainly has been rated number one, been the number one seed for weeks. So this should be a real interesting matchup. And, of course, this is the final game of the night, or the day, actually, of the district season. District 1 is over. For this, they go on to the state games after this.
Season, yes.
So we've had some good games today. Both girls' games were extremely exciting. We called the first one, didn't call the second one. Boys' game got a little bit – it was good in the first half, got a little carried away in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'll give those scores.
Yeah, go ahead.
Girls, District 1 5A championship, second District 1 championship for the Springfield girls' squad. Low-scoring, old-fashioned affair, 29-27 over Great Valley. Congratulations to – Coach McNichol and the rest of the gang. The boys, District 1, 5A championship. Westchester East, 67. Penwood, 43. The first high school from Chester County to win the boys' district championship since Kennett did it. A man, Mike Nilms, was the head coach. They eventually won the state championship at AAA. That was back in 2002. You're talking 18 years. All those really good teams out there, Unionville and Coatesville and Downingtown East and West, you know. And it shows you how it is, how hard it is just to get here and then to win the thing. And as for the District 1 girls game, 6A, Central Bucks West beating Pensbury 42-38 in a very good game. All these teams are going to be tough to beat in the state tournament.
Yeah, that looked like it was going to be a blowout with CB West on top. But, boy, I'll tell you, Pensbury came back. They made it close. They were in that game till probably the last minute.
Owen McHugh, big shout out to him. He works for the Pottstown Mercury, and it's connected to Penn PA Prep Live.
Right.
And you'll see Owen's article on this game tonight. And Owen is a graduate, by the way, of Mefacton High School, so he's fired up for this game. Cheltenham and Mefacton. Mefacton located in Eagleville, right around our Sinus College, small town America. And as for Cheltenham located, it's a smaller town up in Montgomery County, and it's just a sports hotbed. Their football team went to the PIAA 5A state final game last year and lost a gut-wrencher to Archbishop Wood of the Philadelphia Catholic League.
Yeah, I want to tell people that are listening in on the broadcast, you know, talk to your friends. The normal page that would be on the front on our homepage would have a link to the Mixler player at the bottom of the article. Obviously is not there because this was not a game we were expected to do today. But if you look to the left side of the page, I'm telling you guys that, and you probably already found it, but that's what you want to tell your friends, family, fans, et cetera. And on the left side of the page, on the left banner there, there's a Mixler link, and that'll take you right to our broadcast page, and you'll just press the button, and the game will come in loud and clear. So it is audio only. I have a few questions about that as well. We do only audio. And we will paint a pretty picture. Dave's very good at that.
Yes, and we want to thank the Mefacton High School Booster Club
right. For
making this possible.
They, although we will not have an ad for them, we want to make sure, and we'll try to remember to thank them during the game. They have the deal we have generally is that we'll do games, but the PIA has a fee structure, and when it's not a game in our Valley Week, which is primarily a Delaware County team, we just ask the school to either make arrangements with the PIA or pay the fee or whatever they're going to do. And that's what the Boosters decided to do. Unfortunately, we didn't learn about that till this morning on our way here, actually. So we said we could do the game. We just have to fudge it a little bit. But because we're the consummate professionals that we are, we were able to put it together. And because our spouses are willing to put up with this nonsense from us on a regular basis.
I just talked to my wife. She's going to listen. And
My wife is changing the locks on the door.
She misses her husband dearly.
Yes, so we were supposed to be home by now. But that's okay. This is the last district game of the season, and we're just as happy to be here and take care of this for everybody at Mefacton. So
we have a Delaware County connection here. Brett Byrne, 6'1 junior, number 11 for Mefacton. Very solid player. Mom and Dad both went to Henwood High School. There you go. I want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Woodward. Their son is Colgate recruit. We know him by now. 6'10 Jeff for really helping, and Jeff Dickey and his wife, Janie, for getting this done here in the Mefacton Boosters Club, and we thank you because everybody can't make the game. And you have friends way out of town, all over the world, and even in India.
That's why we do this, quite frankly. It's because we want to make it as neat a production as we possibly can, and we want to make it as special as we possibly can. And that's also, by the way, why we only do audio, because video is much more complicated, much more, quite frankly, much more expensive. So we're able to get away with this and bring the game to you just like on a radio.
Andrew wants to say something.
I'm sorry, Andrew wants
to say something. I just want to say it's nice to have student sections at both ends of the court this time. We've got a decent-sized student section for Cheltenham coming in. They were a little bit late arriving, and the Mefacton student section has been here since about the end of about 4 minutes to go in that girls 6A championship game. So it should be a great atmosphere here tonight. The opposite side of the court's filling up. The side behind us is pretty full already. Should be a great atmosphere in here tonight.
It should be a great atmosphere. Listen, I want to tell everybody who's listening to us, you have discovered our little messaging service at the bottom of the chat broadcast. And that's wonderful. I just will remind all of you, this is high school basketball. It is positive. Certainly cheer your team on, but we're not going to accept any kind of less than desirable comments. So feel free to cheer and make your comments that are positive. Keep in mind these young men are 15, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old in many cases, and they're working as hard as they possibly can, and that's all we need to know. So stay with us. You won't hear a negative word out of our mouths, and we won't allow it on our page either. So just keep it all friendly and wonderful, and everything will move smoothly right through.
Well, Mike, how's the feedback going so far today?
Oh, well, the feedback's always good. I mean, we got a couple questions about, you know, whether we're going to have a video signal or not. And we're having people kind of coming on saying hello, and that's fine.
Good.
I don't want to deter any of that. I know a lot of these chat room environments get very nasty, and I just wanted people up front to realize that no, not here, they're not. And it's, you know, it's a sports game, so it gets a little heated. We hear it behind us in the stands. But on the broadcast, we are very conscious of who we're calling the game for and the environment that we're in, and that these are young teenage boys or girls. It's a girls' game.
Right.
And, you know, they don't do anything wrong. They miss shots. They make mistakes. But they're playing their hearts out every single minute they're on that court.
And District 1, let's talk about Southeastern PA. Philadelphia Suburban District, we'll call it. Philadelphia City, the Philadelphia Catholic League, and the Public League, they are District 12. District 1 consists of schools in Delaware County, Montgomery, Chester, and Bucks counties.
Big area.
Yeah, absolutely. So really looking for Methacton, 25-2 against Cheltenham, 24-3. Both had the experience of playing in this 10,000-seat Leocora Center on North Broad Street. Semifinal wins. Methacton struggled a little bit out of the gate. Fell behind 9-2 to Chester. Then gave Chester one of their worst playoff losses in program history. Methacton winning at 81-54. They've won each of their district games by at least 23 points. Cheltenham beat number 7 Ben Salem semifinals the other night here, 77-60. 24 points from senior wing Jalen McGlone, who is a Rider University recruit. They have a point guard, sophomore guard Justin Moore, an emerging Division I prospect. Got City of Basketball love in the house here tonight. Josh Verlin and his guys covering the action. So here we go. Let's hear from Mr. Fulgenetti.
Thank you, Dave. I have a real interest in watching number 55 for the Methacton team, Jeff Woodward. He's a 6'10" center. We've been watching him. We've been seeing him the last couple of years. We interviewed him the last time as the star of the game. I enjoy big men playing basketball. I'm a pretty big guy myself, and I played center when I was in high school, lower levels. But I really enjoy the way he plays center. The way you play center, you never bring the ball down below your waist. You keep it up high, you go back up, you either get fouled or make the basket. He knows how to play center, just like on our first game, the center we had, Andrew Carr. They're both 6'10", they both know how to play center, and ironically, they're both friends. So I'm really anxious to see that and see what happens tonight.
The when you talk about Methacton, besides Jeff, fellow seniors Brett Eberle, Eric Timko, we talked about Brett Byrne, who is I have him as a 6'1 junior. They're just well-schooled. Kid off the bench is really tough. 6'5 sophomore, future star. Not that he's not one now. Cole Hargrove, a very solid team. So, Mike, are we going to be able to play any commercials here tonight?
Yeah, no. We got the whole thing set up. We're ready to go. We probably went through the first break we wanted, but let's go ahead and do the
starting lineups
and stuff.
We'll get to them in a moment. Unless Andrew. Well, yeah, we'll go with the public address announcer, Roy Hanshaw. He's been doing this for a long, long time. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Pete Fulgenetti, and Andrew Kaufman. No Mark Jordan, and you could expect that. He had a playoff game this morning and did a couple of games, so he needs to relax. And before you know, the state tournament, PIAA 2020, the 100th year of this tournament, goes back to the boys. Girls started with 73. It's a 100th anniversary.
Here we go.
Starting lineup. Cheltenham Panthers, 24-3. Patrick Fleury, second year, number two. Number 4, Justin Moore, 6'1 sophomore. Travis Coleman, number 2, 5'10 senior. Number 21. Sean Enfinger, 6'4 senior. We got number 3, Brandon Scott, 6'1 senior. And finally, number 13, Jalen McGlone, Rider University recruit, 6'4 senior, going to the University of Rider in New Jersey. Methacton Warriors, number 2, 6'2 senior, Owen Kropp. Number 3, 6-foot senior Brett Eberle. Number 11, 6'1 junior, Brett Byrne. Number 55, 6'10 senior, Jeff Woodward. Number 20 is 6'3 senior, Eric Timko. And there you have it, three of the best officials around. We'll have the starting line. Well, we have the starting lineups on the opening tip here at Leocor Center on the campus of Temple University District 1 6A Championship, Mefacton and Cheltenham. It never sounds so good. Playoff basketball action only right here on DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business Line of Credit or PNC Total Auto. A place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media. Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, great job, national anthem, young lady. Here we go. Cheltenham and Mefacton. Tough acting, Mefacton. And the Panthers of Cheltenham. First time Cheltenham's been here, as I said earlier, 2005, their third trip ever, 1968, 2004, 2005, to the District 1 championship game. Played Chester all three times. Chester won two out of the three. Mefacton, first ever trip, District 1 championship, and the other night was their first ever trip to the District 1 boys basketball semifinal, located in Eagleville. Trap, Ursinus. Jumping it up, Jeff Woodward, number 55. For Mefacton, and Jalen McClone, 6'4 senior for the Panthers of Cheltenham, controlled by Mefacton, near side Eberle. You're going to have man-to-man defense, in-your-face defense, by Cheltenham. It's a Chester-type style. To the basket, lay it up and in by Eric Timko.
Yeah, that's where man-to-man failed him. They were a wide-open lane. He just took it in. There was nobody there.
That's what happens when you have Jeff Woodward out at the top of the key, yeah, just handing off.
You'll be hearing me mention Emfinger a lot here tonight for Cheltenham. Tremendous player. There's a turnover stolen by Mefacton. Across the timeline is Owen Kropp. Near side, Eberle. Down low left block for Woodward. Spins up. Misses the shot. Tapped by Woodward is good.
And Woodward was the one who interfered with that pass that caused the turnover. So right now he's firing all cylinders.
You saw a great one earlier today when a District 1 5A championship. Big man, Westchester East, Andrew Carr. Good friends of Woodward. Carr going to Delaware. Cheltenham back. Pass underneath is thrown away. Good start this game for Mefacton. They got off to a sluggish start against Chester. Long game, though. Eberle, top of the key. Down low, getting it out. Three ball is up and around the rim. No. We've got ourselves a foul on Mefacton.
Owen Kropp picks up his first.
Kropp.
Well, so far, Cheltenham hasn't had a chance to take a shot. He's had two possessions and turned over both of them.
The 2000 District 1 6A Championship game. Dave Berman and Mike Mayer and the rest of the crew here, proud to bring it to you. Into the lane with a left hand. Very smooth. Brandon Scott. 4-2. In favor of Mathacton, the Warriors back. White uniforms, green trim. Panthers of Cheltenham. Blue, yellow, and white trim.
Navy blue.
Navy blue. Down low, Byrne looking for Woodward. Lays it up and in. Woodward has four. It's 6-2. Mathacton. Coach Jeff Durstein, 10th year, been building and building and building. You want to win the district championship, but bigger fish to fry, the PIAA state tournament. Three ball by the Rider University recruit McGlone. No good. Offensive rebound by Empinger, and then passes to his teammate Floater. No, but a foul going to the line is going to be Travis Coleman for Cheltenham. The Panthers shooting two. It's going to be on Eberle first. Cheltenham, of course, Craig Littlepage went to Penn, great basketball player, member of the 68 team.
Oh,
free throw rolls around and
going
goes
around
in
the world
for Coleman. And also Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, Oakland A's, Reggie, Baltimore Orioles, New York Yankees. Two foul shots by Travis Coleman. 6-4, Mathacton. Warriors back right to left. Cheltenham left to right. Crop. Left of the key, Timko. Far side, Byrne. Brett Byrne, double B. Now to Crop. Right elbow, is a lay it up and in. That was a beautiful pass there. Woodward to Byrne, who scores. Well, that crazy, surprising back door right there. Fooled the heck out of me. Great play and pass by Woodward. 8-4. Mathacton. Three ball, left side, no good. Crop gets up for the rebound. Crop across midcourt. Near side, Eberle. Eberle into the lane to Timko. Fires 2 points for Eberle. Excuse me, Timko. Timko has four. Good start here for Mathacton, leading at 10-4.
I'm not too sure Mathacton hasn't made every possession they've had with points.
A special team here. Harrisburg will play the winner. Down low shot blocked by Eberle and out of bounds. Last touched by Cheltenham. Inbounding the ball. Let's see if they try to put some full court pressure on these guys. Into the game for Cheltenham, number 12, David Pope. He's a 6'6 senior. And number 20, Michael McLean, 6'4 junior. Cheltenham, like Chester, they have size, but they don't have a 6'10 guy as good.
Well, you're not going to find too many 6'10 guys.
Woodward. Or 6'9 and a half, whatever you want to call it. Timko, left side, looks to penetrate, gets it out to, this is Eberle, a three ball, skims the rim, no good, knocked out of bounds by Mathacton. Last touched by Byrne. 3:56 to go, first quarter. Live from the Lee Acora Center on the campus of Temple University on a Saturday night. District 1 6A championship. The last 3 years won by the Abington Galloping Ghosts. They didn't go too far in the state tournament. Three ball from the right side. Back of the rim. No good. Put up by Pope. Offensive rebound by Cheltenham. Three ball in and out by Emfinger. The 6'4 senior rebound. Mathacton. Byrne. To Woodward, spins, gets it out to Timko, right of the key now, Byrne, between the circles to Crop, dribbles to the right side, Crop down low, lay it up and in, Owen Crop.
Actually, Mathacton's doing what Cheltenham should be doing. They're taking way too many three-point shots, and they keep drifting back. They're 12-4 now, eight point down. I wouldn't be taking too many three-point shots.
Three minutes, 11 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's a good start for Mathacton over Cheltenham, 12-4. DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Thank you, Jaws. 3:11 to go, first quarter. Mathacton, the Warriors from Eagleville, leading it 12-4 over Cheltenham. Cheltenham left to right. They've only lost three times this year. Right of the key, Justin Moore, future Division I colleges, checking him out already. Moore has it top of the key now to McLean. Left of the key to McGlone. Right side, Moore. Moore penetrates. Floater, no good. And the rebound on the near side. Out of bounds off of Cheltenham. Also checking into the game for the Warriors. He's a super sophomore. He's tough. Number 13, Cole Hargrove. 6'5". Major project right there. I mean, a major potential Division I player. I should have said major prospect.
Right.
Well, thinking about the three straightaway, Eberle down low, Timko, reverse Ooh. Layup is good. Beautiful play right there.
Great pass, great layup. That was a nice combination.
Timko with six. It's a 10-point lead from Mathacton to the basket.
Oh.
Woodward blocks the shot from Moore, and there's a turnover by Mathacton. That's going to be a travel thanks to Jeff Woodward.
Yeah.
Again, unbelievable defense underneath the basket. Special thanks to the Mathacton Warrior Booster Club for helping us get this broadcast on here tonight. Mathacton and Cheltenham, District 1 6A Championship. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mathacton with the rock and a 10-point lead. This is Hargrove, near wing, left wing corner, Eberle. Eberle looking down low. Another left-handed layup is good by Woodward. Jeff has six.
I think Cheltenham has to have another philosophy than going up against Woodward to try to get a basket.
Here's a NBA
Ooh,
three,
nice.
And it's good.
That's their next philosophy.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
That's their new philosophy.
Well,
it works the three ball.
Division I recruit there, Jalen McGlone, Ryder. 6'4 senior, 1:19 to go in the first quarter. Mathacton with the ball. Their lead is 9, 16-7. Timko looks to penetrate in the lane. Hargrove, far wing, between the circles, Eberle. Eberle, they check that crop. Now gives it to Timko. Timko, top of the key, wide open. Around, no. Tap, Woodward, no. Battling for that rebound. Hargrove has it for Mathacton.
50 seconds.
But there's a steal.
Ooh.
And he's got a man ahead of the pack, and he will dunk the ball. I tell you that.
Oh!
He misses the dunk. Oh, my goodness, Cheltenham. That was Sean Empfinger, and I thought he dunked it easily, but he missed it out of bounds. It'll stay with Cheltenham,
and
I do believe.
And he didn't try to showboat it. He just let the ball roll off the rim. It was unfortunate. But
slipped off his hands.
It's kind of what's been going on with Cheltenham this afternoon so far, this evening.
Yeah, we're evening time now, guys.
Yeah.
44 seconds ago in the first quarter. Another three straight away by McGlone. Wide to the right. Owen Kropp the rebound. Man, he can get up. 6'2 senior. Kropp into the lane. Right wing corner to Byrne. Byrne left side. Eberle. Eberle wears number three. A lot of these guys just interchangeable parts out there for Mathacton. Yep. 23 seconds ago, first quarter. 16-7 for the Warriors. Only two losses to Malvern. Mathacton, we'll get to that in a second. They beat Malvern Prep. Down to 10 seconds in the first quarter. Timko, three ball left side. Yes! Timko.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
At the buzzer. No good, too strong. How about that? Eric Timko with a total of 9 points in the quarter. Six for Woodward, two for Byrne, two for Kropp. Your score after one, the Mathacton Warriors 19, the Cheltenham Panthers 7, the District 1. 6A Boys Basketball Championship, DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back at a rockin' and rollin' Lee Corps Center campus of Temple University. Third broadcast today. Earlier, our District 1 5A girls' champ, Springfield, beats Great Valley 29-27. Congratulations to Springfield. District 1 5A boys' champs, Westchester East, and District 1 6A girls, CB West, Stover, Pennsbury, 42-38. Pete, real quick.
Well, the stats look even, but the main thing, that's the difference is the shooting. The fact that it has many more shots and, you know, many more baskets, but the rebounding and all pretty close.
Floater in the lane, Cheltenham, no good. Moore missed it. Rebound, Woodward. No team fouls on Cheltenham. That's one good thing for them, but they are down 19-7, and Hargrove, his pass is deflected away and taken by Cheltenham, going all the way to the basket, lay it up, and in a beautiful move by Jalen McGlone, the Rider recruits it.
Well, the Thatcham is running right back with the ball with a three-point.
Back of the rim, Hargrove missed it, and rebound taken by Cheltenham. Back they come, Scott. Now to McGlone again. Jumper is good. You got to make those shots, and McGlone is hot now.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
And a good timeout there by Mathacan head coach Jeff Durstein, year number 10. We'll take a break, 7:09 to go, second quarter. Seven-point lead now, Mathacan, on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We're back here, press row, early second quarter, 7:09 to go, Lee Corps Center. It's Mathacan leading Cheltenham 19-12. Amazing year for Cheltenham. A little shorthanded, too, most of the year. We'll get to that in a moment. Underneath Woodward for Mathacan, good, and a foul. He's just a major, major mismatch for everybody. And a little trash talking, everybody. Cooler heads prevail. Jeff has 8 points. He wants to win a district championship like his good buddy Andrew Carr did earlier today, 6'10". We've seen two unbelievable big men. Hey, Chester Charter, they've got a big man, a 6'9½ senior. Tyler Howard, who could give Chester Charter a good chance to go deep in the single-A state tournament.
Who did we see as a freshman or a sophomore this year? Big man?
Free throw good. That was a Demetrius Lilly of Lower Marion. Saw him against Chester last week.
First team foul for Cheltenham against number 12, David Pope.
McGlone, beautiful pass underneath. And lay it up and in, Brandon Scott. Mathacan by 8, 22-14. Down low for Woodward. Spins. What a move. Shot is blocked. Out of bounds, though. They're trying, just like Chester, everything they can on Woodward. If you double-team him, though, triple-team him. You saw
somebody
that
open.
Yeah, somebody open. Yep. Westchester East. Penwood tried that with East today. Did not work. They made their shots. Right of the key. Burn. Now Timko, pull-up jumper, good. What a beautiful touch.
Yep.
Eric Timko, 6'3", senior with 11. Floater by the super sophomore for Cheltenham, no good. Rebound, double B, Brett Byrne.
Very fast pace here.
Mathacan back, Byrne, three ball, up, got it. Brett Byrne, mom and dad, Delco natives.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Penwood High School, again, pick your poison with Mathacan. Right wing corner long, three, two, strong. Woodward, the rebound. Woodward loses the ball, dies for it. Push is going to be called on Woodward, I do believe. That's kind of sad. That's tough because he's hustling for the ball, you know.
Yeah,
sometimes the referees let the guys play.
Not Woodward.
Well, when they go to the ground like that, you got to call it.
Huh? Oh, they called that on Crop. I didn't. He must have came out of nowhere.
His second. He was the one on the ground, not Jeff Woodward.
I know Woodward was diving over there, though. I saw him, but he's so big and strong, it was hard for me to see Crop, who's 6'2 himself. But they're hustling. I mean, this is history right here for both these programs. Cheltenham did, again, 1968, win a District 1 championship. Mathakin's never been here before. Cheltenham with the ball. Bad pass. McGlone stolen away. Hargrove gives it to his teammate, Brett Eberle. Eberle across the timeline, right to left. Hargrove near wing. Hargrove, top of the key, Eberle. Right of the key, Eberle. So has Timko to Eberle. Right elbow to Woodward. Right side, stopping, popping at Hargrove again. Another three ball. Back of the rim, no good. He's had two good looks. Rebound is taken by Emfinger. Sean Emfinger. Emfinger for Cheltenham. McGlone, far wing. Check me out here. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Mathakin by 13 underneath.
Oh.
Emfinger shot blocked from behind by Hargrove and taken by Mathakin. Back they come with Eberle. Timko near side. Timko looks to drive. Spins. Floater. Yes. Timko.
Up to 13 on the game already.
Somebody from Division I school better get on in. Timeout is called now by a frustrated Cheltenham squad. 4:42 to go in the first half. It is Mathakin. Tough Acton. Mathakin 29. Cheltenham 14 on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, back 4:42 to go. Second quarter, Mathakin 29, Cheltenham 14, District 1 6A championship game. Both go to the state tournament, which is going to be nuts this year. You heard Roman Catholic lost earlier today to Gratz.
Right.
I believe Garnet Valley starts off. I think they got to play Roman Catholic, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, we'll have to...
Pencrest beat Westchester Ruston 53-50 today.
Oh, so that's a big win for Pencrest coming back, Mike Doyle. So I don't know who they're going to play next week.
They'll be the 3 seed in district.
We'll have a home area game. So 4:30 to go before halftime. Moore for Cheltenham.
Ooh.
Drives to the basket and scores.
Got that one over Woodward.
6'1 sophomore, rising star. 4:20 to go in the quarter, second quarter. Mathakin back there, a machine. There's Byrne, right at the key. Hargrove, Timko drives to the basket. Floater, yes.
Ooh.
I wonder
Very
how
nice.
Many Timko is going to score tonight. He looks tall. He plays taller than 6'3".
Yes.
He's long, too. Emfinger now getting it to Payne into the game. And there's a three ball for 5'9 sophomore.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Salim Payne for Cheltenham. 3:45 to go. Second quarter. Mathakin with a ball. 12-point lead. Cross court. Timko. Boy, he just feels it.
Oop.
Pass between the circles to Byrne. Near side out high. Eberle. Eberle cross court. Hargrove. Right wing corner. Getting it out to Hargrove again for three. Bang. Hargrove. Cole Hargrove.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Three balls in the game for Mathakin. 34-19 lead. Mathakin by 15 over a very good Cheltenham squad.
Cheltenham's playing well. I mean, they're just not getting the ball in the basket as often, but they look great.
Hard to go inside against Mathakin.
Almost impossible.
Moore, long three, no good. Woodward, the rebound. Woodward into Eberle. Eberle back across the timeline, left of the foul line, brings it near side. Eberle looking down low. This is a miss. It's always a mismatch. It's going to drive into the basket with the left hand. He scores. Jeff Woodward. It's almost like you're playing against it's a major Division I college guy.
Yeah.
I mean, and the strong body. He's hit the weights, Jeff. The lead is up to 17 points for Mathacton, 36-19 over Cheltenham. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Left wing corner, driving to the basket. Floater up around, no good. Rebound Hargrove. Hargrove for Mathacton. This is the District 1 6A championship. Mathacton's first ever trip in this game. Stopping. Firing. No good. Rebound. Taken by McGlone. The Rider University recruit drives. I think it's going to be a blocking foul, even though McGlone put out the elbow right there. Foul on the floor, and the refs are really letting them play. One of the referees said, is this game going to be replayed later? I said, yes, and I better say nice things about the refs, Mike. Casey
well,
listens.
You always say nice things about the refs. I mean, you don't always make the right calls, but that's okay.
Thank you.
Goes with the territory.
2:05 to go. Second quarter, Mathacton 36, Cheltenham 19. Team fouls, just one on Cheltenham, four on Mathacton. Quick moving ball. And look at that, off of the back of Woodward. Lays it on street ball right there.
That was a nice move.
Thrown in by Travis Coleman. Woodward had his back turned. Coleman said, I'll bounce it off his, I think it was lower back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got inbounds, picked it up, laid it up, in a foul. So that's.
Right. And was that foul on Woodward?
Yeah, that was the first foul on Woodward.
So insult to injury.
Doing
the ball
doing
off
multiple
and
things
the
good there.
Yeah.
That is
some
crazy, crazy street ball.
Well, do something to turn this game around. You got to do something.
Harlem Globetrotter stuff right there.
But we saw it earlier today too. I mean, if you're going to turn your back on the guy pinching,
right?
Yeah. If you're going to, they're going to, bring in the ball and you're going to turn your back on him, he'll bounce it off of you and take the ball.
Right now, the Globetrotters are losing to Mathacton 36-21. Free throw is no good. Offensive rebound though. Moore up. No, rebound Woodward, offensive foul Moore. Now, that's great call right there.
Yeah, that was pretty blatant.
I have Moore for one.
Yeah, that's his first. Just Cheltenham second in the half.
Right, now you can tell these Mathacton kids, they all look strong. Hitting the weights.
Oh, yeah.
Very good shape. And it's impressive what Coach Durstein has done for this program. Well, we've seen these guys, seems like a bunch over the years. Now it's at least four or five of their games via public dresser here. Here's Timko across midcourt, down low, lay it up and in with a left hand. Woodward.
That was too easy. Too easy, Cheltenham. You guys got to play some defense there.
Cheltenham back to the basket, layup, no, and Woodward the rebound. They're so confident now, Mathacton.
Ooh,
they beat some programs here, too, to get here. Eberle, right side, Timko, three ball, too strong. Here comes Justin Moore, Cheltenham with a rebound. Pressured, stolen away, down low, lay it up and in by number 11, Brett Byrne.
Every mistake Cheltenham makes,
yes,
Mathacton has turned into points.
It's now with a 1:12 to go. Mathacton fans not happy with that.
I think that's a little ticky-tack there.
Hey, ref, if you're listening on the archive, I didn't say that. All right, so
that's a little ticky-tack call there on number three, Brett Eberle, his second of the game.
I'll vote for that one. That was really
the official that came over and asked about. Anyway, 1:12 to go, second quarter. It's Mathacton 40, Cheltenham 21. Still an unbelievable year. They're going to the States, Cheltenham. Game's far from over, but to come back by down 19, this Mathacton team's going to be really, really tough.
Whoa.
McGlone pull-up jumper, no good. And look at the box out by, we talked to his parents after the game the other night. They moved here from, I think it was Wisconsin, I believe. But anyway, nice job there by Ryan Baldwin. And he's 6'6". He's a junior off the bench. Look at that size out there they have now. We talked 6'10", 6'6", 6'. Hargrove looks like about 6'5", 6'6", at least 6'5". Timko has it. He's 6'3", but he plays like he's 6'9". Hargrove, left of the key. Down to 33 seconds to go in quarter number two. Mathacton with a 40-21 lead. Near side, Hargrove. He's open. Woodward, left side.
Under 20
down
seconds.
Down to 20 seconds to go. Left of the key, Brett Byrne. Drives ball, knocked it away from behind. Hargrove's going to force up a tough three ball. and hits another one. He's unbelievable.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
6'5 sophomore Hargrove. You can't beat the shooting right here. It happens. Here is a three ball short. Cheltenham. Let's see if Woodward can make this a three-quarters court. Yeah. Total domination by Mathafton, 43. And Cheltenham, 21 at the half. Back with halftime festivities following these words. The District 1 6A Boys Basketball Championship on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist. When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here, Lee Corus Center, on the campus of Temple University. Road Warriors today. We still have our voices.
Barely. You're the only one talking.
So barely.
Okay. Yeah, barely.
Anyway, but it is a halftime score of Mathafton from the Pioneer Athletic Conference. What a boost for this. And they're looking really good. 43, Cheltenham 21, and they're just playing unbelievable basketball. In fact, and since late in the third quarter against Chester in the semifinals, the fourth quarter, and the first two quarters tonight.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little surprised. And Cheltenham is playing a good game. I mean, they've made some mistakes, and, you know, I think trying to take Woodward on one-on-one, you know, mano-a-mano in the center paint's probably a mistake, and they've tried it several times, been successful, I think, maybe once, maybe twice. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, you talk about streaks and stuff, and Mathafton has not had really a bad moment in these last two quarters, probably the last four quarters we've seen them play. And Cheltenham's having a good, solid, they're playing good, solid basketball, but it just, they're not making their shots, and it's just the nature of the game, Pete?
Yeah, Mike, well, Mathafton has, they can hurt you two ways. They can go down deep to Jeff Woodward, and he's got all the moves down low, but you just can't focus on that one man. They have three shooters, Owen Kropp, Brett Everly, and Eric Kimko. Now, these three fellas could change their jerseys in the half times to switch their jerseys. We wouldn't know the difference. They're all great shooters. They're all just tremendous guards. They're all seniors. And this is just too many weapons to attack for the Cheltenham team to try to defend. So they've got their work cut out in the second half.
Particularly, yes. They keep shooting like they're shooting. I mean, that's, you know, you're waiting for Mathafton to have a bad 5 minutes of basketball. We haven't seen it in the last
four
quarters.
Even if one of those shooters goes bad, they got two more.
No, yes. I understand. But we've seen Mathafton get themselves in some trouble. But, boy, they've played, I don't want to say flawlessly, but they've played a solid, solid game of basketball for these last two quarters.
So, Metacton, 25-2, lost to Wilson Westlawn out of Berks County, Reading. They just won their District 3 6A championship today. They beat crosstown rival Reading by 2 points, Reading High. So it goes to show you those two teams could make some noise. And the other loss, Metacton, 59-52 to Roman Catholic, who's lost 10 games this year, but look who they've lost to. They could meet up again. Cheltenham, a tremendous year for Patrick Fleury and his gang, 24-3, and they've done this without St. Francis, Cambria County near Johnstown, the Division I school, 5'11 senior guard, Zari Harrison.
Right.
And, Andrew, he got injured first game of the year.
First quarter of the year.
And then has been out, but what a job. And then this freshman sophomore.
He's been a tremendous player coach on the bench for them.
It's a great article
throughout,
in the paper.
Throughout this entire season.
Yeah, so both these teams, again, you want to win a district championship, but you look at the Abingdon Galloping Ghost won 3 in a row, and then last year, Pete, you said, nobody's going to touch Abingdon. You know, you look at this team, even though that was an unbelievable game with Coates, though, that was an unbelievable overtime game. But Abingdon knocked out or the first or second round the last 3 years. So this doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go deep into the playoffs, as you very well know.
Well, it's a one-game deal. I mean, you know, basketball, like we talk about, you come in and have a cold night, you're finished. I mean, it's just the nature of the sport. And high school does not have time to have best of fives and best of sevens, which is why other sports do that. Because they understand that in the basketball game, come out of a bad night, well, why should that cost your whole championship? But in high school, we're time limits. We got to get the season over with in 14 weeks. And, you know, kids are going to go on and play lacrosse. They're going to go on and play this, play baseball, you know. And that's more important than stretching the season. And I absolutely agree with that. This is where we're going to take a break. Call it.
Yes. Well, we're at halftime, and it's Metacton. They are 16 minutes away from their first ever District 1 6A Boys Basketball Championship. Metacton 43, Cheltenham 21 on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back, and we get ready for the third quarter. Again, we want to thank the Metacton High School Booster Club for making this possible, Mike, and I know that you're oh, you have some comments there?
No, my I told my dad about the thing with the flange that we had with the other game with, you know, with
yeah, last
Mark
night,
and,
yeah.
So my dad wrote in and said, "This is Mr. Flange. I understand you've been using my name without permission." So I just told him, "I'm sorry, we won't do it again. We thought it was public domain."
Yeah, so the score at Mathacton leads at 43-21. Are you getting any comments on our thread?
Just people kind of, you know, saying it was a good half. They're looking for another good half. You know, go Warriors. You know.
I've got Eric Timko with 15 for Mathacton. 6 for Cole Hargrove, 2 big threes. I got 2 for Owen Kropp, 7 for Brett Byrne, Jeff Woodward, 13. Leading scorer for Cheltenham is Jalen McGlone with 8. 3 ball for Mathacton to begin the third quarter. Goes awry, but an offensive rebound, and Cheltenham just has to stick with the game. You can't give up. You got to try to win this second half, at least to make it a more competitive game. There's Timko, 3 ball. He misses. And the rebound to Cheltenham. The Panthers coming back to the basket. Ooh. Woodward blocked out of bounds. I'm sure, not blocked out of bounds. He blocks it, and he saves it from going out of bounds. What an athlete, Jeff Woodward. Mathacton. Now Byrne. Left of the key. Eberle down low with a left hand. Beautiful left hand. You would think he's left-handed. Jeff Woodward with 15 going to Colgate. And they are now up 45-21. It's incredible. And unfortunately, I don't have my history with me. May have to look it up here. District 1 big school championship games. And a 3 ball from the left wing corner by Jalen McGlone is good.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
The Rider University recruits. But his team is down now. It's a 21-point lead for Mathacton to the basket. Look at the give and go. They just remind me, Bo out of bounds. If you watch Bo Ryan's teams, Bo the pride of Chester, Chester High grad, 65 at Wisconsin, all those years, Pete, Wisconsin basketball, it just reminds me of that. It just reminds me of that team. Bo went to the national championship, heartbreaking loss to Duke in 2005, couple Final Four. So, yeah, very methodical, solid basketball. So turnover against Mathacton. Here's Cheltenham. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Emfinger's been very quiet. And he runs into Woodward. And Jeff just stands there. And then the ball's turned over and turned back. Bad pass by Mathacton. Very rare mistake for them. Underneath ball. Ooh. Kicked away. Last touch. I think it went off Jeff Woodward's knee pad there. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Cheltenham.
Pete, when we get a break, you have some observations for the first half that you wanted to make?
Yeah. We got 4 shooters there from Mathacton, and you can't stop them all. And that's what's happening.
Nice move. What a pleasure to watch. Future division. He's going to be college ball D1. Justin Moore for Cheltenham, 6'1 sophomore. Lead is down, I should say, to 19, and they can play some schoolyard basketball here. Mathacton with the alley-oop to Eric Timko for 2.
Pass all the way to the corner and then up on the basket. You know, just insult to injury at this stage of the game.
Play some street ball in Eagleville occasionally. Taking it to Woodward. Underneath and out of bounds. The frustration continues here. That's a turnover on Brandon Scott. He does, and Jeff just, he's so fundamentally
sound.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, Dave, Jeff Woodward knows how to play this center position. There's no reason for him to leave his feet. There's nobody here that size he has to leave his feet for, and he's smart enough to do that.
Wide open, Timko. It's like a layup to him, isn't it? 3 ball again.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
I've got Eric Timko with 20, and we still have 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lead is up to 24 points. They beat Chester by 27 the other night. 3 ball, no good. Emfinger the rebound. Cheltenham, the Panthers, down low underneath the basket. They're trying so hard, throwing everything they can at Woodward.
But
he just stands there.
They got him to give him the foul,
yes,
though.
And it's a foul on Woodward.
Right.
And Jeff, he must be doing those stomach crunches or something like that, because he gets a lot of elbows to his gut, and he just, it's like kryptonite, man. Unbelievable. But anyway, two free throws here for number three. This is the first. It's a Brandon Scott. He'll get another. As Dave Zinkoff will say, Leah Cora Center, Temple University. 4:49 to go. Third quarter. Scott makes one of two. Full court pressure. They break it so easily here. In the backcourt, Eberle can stutter step. A lot of these guys, they all should be. I don't know what other sports they play, but here's a turnover. And Cheltenham comes back. Scott, smooth. Lay it up and in. Justin Moore with the smooth shot. 21-point lead for Mathacton. And the ball. 4:20 to go. Third quarter. Woodward, top of the key. Jeff is going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Layup is good. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, good and a foul. Yeah, I thought they were going to call offensive foul. Foul on Emfinger. First. And Woodward has 17. Timko has 15. We saw the beginnings of this last year, this run, guys. Though they lost to Chester by 15 in the consolation game, I mean, you could just see them coming and coming, and they went to the state quarters last year, Mathacton.
Timko has 20.
Timko with, what did I say? He has 5 in the third, 20 in the game. Yep.
Yeah. You said 15.
15.
Okay.
He had 15 at halftime.
He had
And Woodward just made the free throw.
He's up to 18 on the night.
4 minutes to go. Lay it up, no good by Moore. Rebound. I don't know how many rebounds that Woodward has. He gets another one.
10 rebounds, Dave.
At least a double-double tonight. Oh, Timko to the basket. What a move. No, what a foul. He hung in the air, did Eric. And he'll go to the line shooting two.
First foul on number 20, Michael McLean.
3:52 to go, third quarter. The Mathacton Warriors closer and closer to a District 1 6A boys basketball championship, and they just a loaded District 1 year in and year out. First is good. Does he ever even hit the rim, Eric? 54-29 is a 25-point lead for Mathacton over a tremendous Cheltenham squad. 24-3. Once again, up. Timko got it.
Boy, Mathacton is just firing on all 8 cylinders here. I mean, they're just everything is working.
7 in the quarter, and 22 for the game. 3 ball straight away. McGlone, no good. Rebound by Woodward. Again, who else? His other teammates probably said, Jeff, let me have a rebound once in a while. They've been playing together a long time. Here's Hargrove into the game. He has 2 big threes. They're going to be good again next year. We'll see how far these teams go. That crazy stuff happens in the state tournament, man. Different areas, different venues, referees. Driving to the basket and a
palming violation.
Don't see that much anymore on Mathacton. 3:14 to go, third. Warriors 55, Cheltenham 29. I'm Dave Berman with Mike Mayer. Fiddling and diddling. Shot blocked by who else?
Yep.
Woodward. How many blocks does he have?
That's 4 on the game I have.
Unreal. Mathacton with the ball left to right. 2:55 to go, third quarter. Hardly any fouls here in the second half. A combined 3. Timko, top of the key. Timko very skilled. Obviously, all these guys are. Hargrove, left wing corner, looking down low for Woodward. Gets by his man, fouled. 2 shots for Jeff. They say
no shot on the floor.
On the floor. Who are they going to call that on?
Mike McLean, his second.
McLean, 6'4", junior. 2:39 to go in the third quarter. Substitutions in and out of the game for Cheltenham and Mathacton. So going to the line. It's going to be inbounded by Mathacton. Oh, and an easy layup on the inbounds play. Owen Kropp. This is all fundamentals. This is all stuff you do in the offseason. That's why a lot of teams are season-ended already. They're working for next year.
That's right.
multi-sport athletes or not. You get enough kids out, let's work them all. Ready to check back in is going to be Ryan Baldwin from Athakin, the 6'6 junior. Jumper from the right side, too strong. Woodward, the rebound, gets it to Kropp. Owen Kropp, K-R-O-P-P, from Athakin, their green, white uniforms. This is Hargrove. Looking between the circles. Timko, right side to Eberle. Eberle down low, one-handed. Oh, he misses the dunk, does Woodward, but he was fouled going to the basket, and he wanted that basket.
That's the third on Michael McLean. Yeah.
When he went up with the ball there, Dave, it slipped out of his hand just enough for him to miss the center of the rim. That's why he went off the rim.
Woodward, a rare miss. He has 5 points here in the third quarter and 18 for the game. He'll get another 28-point lead. Unreal. From Athakin. Late in the third quarter. Misses both. Offensive rebound, Athakin. Thanks there to Owen Kropp. Kids listening, always hustle. Never give up on any play. Top of the key is Timko. And down low for Woodward. Woodward spins. What a move. There's your dunk. He doesn't showboat very much, which is very good, but he was close there. But sometimes you got to let the emotion out. McGlone misses the shot. Hargrove the rebound. This is hard to believe. This is a 30-point lead for Methacton. They will be taking on Harrisburg Saturday. Now, I know the Cougars program very, very well. Kirk Smallwood's been there a long time. Got their entire history. It's now Eberle. Down low, Woodward. Lay it up. No. Offensive foul. They say on Woodward. I guess he wrapped. Did he wrap around, guys, I guess?
I don't know. He wrapped
around. That's what the signal was from the one official, and he acknowledged it immediately, Jeff Woodward. He was like, yeah, that was on me. So not only is he uber talented, he's got good character.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, when you're up by 30, you can afford to
be a little
generous.
You can afford to give a foul there.
Yeah. So he has three.
That's his third, yeah.
Didn't matter the other day. They went on a 12-0 run without him when Chester was only down by 5.
No timeouts, no breaks in the third quarter.
Minute to go in the third quarter. Cheltenham is getting beat. 59-29. Ooh, another turnover. Hargrove, ball on the floor.
Stone back.
Empfinger lays it in.
Sean Empfinger,
his first 2 points of the night. And earlier I was saying you're going to be hearing me talk about him a lot, and I haven't. The Cheltenham now down by 28, 35 seconds to go, third quarter. This is Brett Byrne dribbling left side, falls out of bounds. Another Coach Durstein. He wants perfection from these guys. He knows there's a long grind coming up in the state tournament. You don't want to get into bad habits. Cheltenham takes over.
It's fast and furious. This whole thing will be over in a couple of weeks.
It'll go fast. We'll be following. All over the place. Cheltenham will be the second seed from District 1. Empfinger. I hate to give up on him already, but it's you know, you're talking to... Down by 28 points. Three ball in and out.
Yeah, three ball.
8 seconds ago. Methacton has a chance to further their lead. Timko blocked by Empfinger, out of bounds. 2.7 seconds to go in the third. Methacton 59. Cheltenham 31. 2.7 seconds ago in the third, the District 1 6A championship. Eberle inbounding, looking for a play. Cheltenham playing good defense. And he spins. He gets it off. It goes in, but it was F.
Yeah, they gave it to him.
They're giving him the bucket.
Wow. So the basket by Timko.
No, they took it out. No good.
Oh, no good. Okay.
Yeah, they changed it.
So anyway, we go to halftime.
Yep.
A halftime. We have completed three quarters of play. It is now Methacton 59, Cheltenham 31 on DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office
which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Go to the final 8 minutes of this game. It's all a fact, and they're 8 minutes away from their first ever District 1 6A championship, District 1 boys basketball championship in their first appearance ever.
Dave, I'd like to come out with a comment right here. It's a little off the wall, but we've watched, the three of us, the four of us have been watching basketball since December. This Methacton team is at a level we haven't seen anyone play in this whole region, and I think they got a good shot to go taste a little bit of chocolate in Hershey this year.
One game at a time.
But they're a tough team to beat. Too many weapons.
Cheltenham is good, and they have the ball to begin the fourth quarter, and now a timeout called by the Panthers. We'll take 1-2. Thank more of our sponsors. Again, thank you, Methacton Booster Club, for making this broadcast possible. 7:49 to go in the game. Methacton 59, Cheltenham 31. On DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, I found my history here. By the way, 7:49 to go. We're at the Leocor Center, fourth quarter, and Temple University. It's Methacton 59, Cheltenham 31. Looking at the scores over the last few years of the large school, District 1, 6A, Abingdon last year in overtime over Coatesville, we had on Delco Hoops, 74-71. 2 years ago, Abingdon 75. Plymouth White Marsh 73. 3 years ago, close game, Abingdon 57, Coatesville 51. Then before that, the highest class was 4A. Plymouth White Marsh, a game we did, 68, Chester 57. 2015, Abingdon 53, Plymouth White Marsh 35. There was a blowout right there. So Abingdon actually has won four of the last five. Cheltenham back with a left hand, missing the shot. Woodward causes another miss, gets another rebound. And here comes Methacton back. Right now, Methacton up 59-31. That's a 28-point margin.
Ooh.
And a steal, but a foul. I think it's going to be on McLean. Would that be his fourth?
That'll be Michael McLean's fourth. All, I believe, in this second half.
Just looking at some of the biggest blowouts in this District 1 large school game.
I don't think there's been a lot of them.
Not many. Well, 2011, Chester 66, Council Rock North 43. What's going on the other side?
From the scores table, it's looking like they're saying that's his fifth.
Team foul
it is number
five. That's it for Michael McLean, 6'4 junior. Good prospect right there. He'll be back. Hey, we got a whole... got six games coming up to make it all the way to Giant Center. You got to win five games, guys.
Right.
State tournament at the six levels. Timko stops, pops, misses, follows his shot. Fundamentals, offensive rebound. Woodward now top of the key. Woodward looking now, getting at the burn. Burn far side. Crop looks to drive. Crop getting out now, top of the key. Left of the key. Timko, that's an NBA three.
Oh.
Got it. Timko with 25 points.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
And three trays. Lead is up to 31 points. 62-31.
Yep, another steal.
Steal, two-on-one. Drives to the basket, off the glass. No follow by Eberle. Great shot. It's Byrne, excuse me. Now a three-ball right-wing corner. Good again by Brett Eberle. This is...
another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
You don't get many teams like this, guys. Boy. And they're doing this well.
His first points of the game for Brett Eberle. Just because those are his first points doesn't mean he hasn't been a factor in the game. I have him down for 8 assists.
Empfinger, 3 ball left side, no good. There's a rare rebound for a Mefactin player other than Woodward, that time by Byrne. Up by 34 points. Mefactin with 6 minutes to go in the game. Another 3 ball in and out by Eberle. Rebound taken by Cheltenham. Top of the key, Empfinger looks to drive against Woodward off the glass. Just won't go. Follow good and a foul. Brandon Hawkins, 6 foot junior for 2. Woodward's 4th.
Is that his 4th?
Yes, it is. It's 4th. Dave's got it right.
And they got Hargrove into the game.
Normally that would be bad thing, 4 fouls on Jeff, but right now it's really not a bad. Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
You put in Hargrove with a 30-some point lead, it's the same thing.
Yeah, you got 32 points. It's not just unless
free throw, no good.
Yeah. Mefactin decides to go home right now. I think they got this.
And a foul. 5:48 to go in the ball game. Mefactin 65, Cheltenham 33. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulgenetti. We can rest our voices for a while.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what our first game is, maybe Friday night.
I know Chester Charter, top seed. They'll be playing close to home.
That foul went against number 13, Jalen McGlone.
How many you got for him?
His first.
Right of the key is Kropp. Between the circles, checking in Rasheem Deary, 6'2 sophomore for Cheltenham. Look at that move by Timko. Raise it up and in. College scouts got to be foaming at the mouth over this kid.
Man, they should be.
3 ball up, no good. Rebound by Hargrove. Mefactin with 5 minutes to go in the game, up 67-33. I hate to say this, they're only a few points away from that mercy roll. It's unbelievable here against this unbelievable Cheltenham team. Harrisburg will be coming into town. You never count out those Cougars. Not much size, but relentless. Way out high, straight away. Actually, to the near side, Eberle. Eberle dribbling around. Top of the key. Left of the key, Timko. Top of the key to Kropp. Far side is Eberle. Eberle left wing corner, Timko up. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Cheltenham, Justin Moore. 24-point lead. 34-point lead. It's hard to believe that. I'm saying that. 3 ball outside. He banks it home.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
Rasheem Deary for 3. 67-36. Mefactin by 31. And it's Eberle. Top of the key. 67-36. Timko, try to buy time here, Coach Durstein said. Maybe on this game, or you guys just want to get out of here afterwards, because I'd love to get an MVP on, but a lot of celebration will be going on.
You can't get them because they're busy with the trophy handouts.
Wait a few minutes, but nah.
We can.
It's been a long day. Missing the short shot. Here comes McGlone back for Cheltenham. Driving to the basket. Layup is good. Brandon Hawkins for Cheltenham. Both teams, substitutions galore. And all the way to the basket, layup, no but a foul. Going to the line, Owen Kropp shooting 2. 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. Mefactin 67, Cheltenham 38. A big blowout occurred in 1983. That was a 25-point game. Chester 96, Abington 71. Chester went on to win their first of 8 PIAA state titles. Looking for more here, guys. I got him back a long, long way. Foul shot good by Kropp. 5 points. Substitutions into the game. 1971, we got this is the worst I've seen so far, 37-point win, Norristown with Henry Williams over Coatesville, 69-32. This lead here is 30. Here comes Ryan Baldwin into the game for Mathakin. A couple of substitutions, number 30.
Timko has been taken out.
Yep, Lou Leitke.
Timko, what a game.
Timko, 27 points, 6'3", senior. Free throw, good again. Is that 1,000 points? I don't know.
Number 23 is in the game. What is that, Steven Pendrick?
The foul shot made there. That was Krop
Owen Krop from the line.
Fans went nuts. I thought maybe it was 1,000 points. I don't know.
Just because they're putting the subs in now. So.
And a steal. Head of the pack. Taken back by Cheltenham. 3 minutes to go in the game. And a turnover by Cheltenham on a wild pass. So, yeah, there have not been many 30-point type blowouts in District 1 championship games.
No, and you know, the interesting thing is this is just all a matter of Mathakin playing an outstanding basketball game as opposed to anything Cheltenham's done wrong.
Oh! Hargrove 4-3.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Mathakin 72, Cheltenham 38 to the basket. Lay it up and in by Justin Moore, Cheltenham. More substitutions into the game. Yeah, and back, this starts from 1924. I got the whole list of District 1 big
All right, everybody
champs.
From that game's dead. So
yeah,
we'll
I know. Well, yeah, the scores back then, guys, were pretty low.
Because they're playing with rocks.
Except for one game I just found. It's crazy. So, top of the key, Krop. Right now, it's a 32-point lead from Mathakin, and down to 2:05 to go in the game. And there's a turnover. Here comes Cheltenham, head of the pack, driving Coleman, lays it up and in. Mathakin 72, Cheltenham 42. Down less than 2 minutes to play in the game. Mathakin coming back. This kid looks like he can play too. Oh, it's Byrne, of course. Ooh. Near side, and it's a steal by Cheltenham ahead of the pack. Lay it up and in. Travis Coleman. Mathakin 72, Cheltenham 44 after that. Those 2 points. And back comes Krop, looking for Baldwin down low, and far side to Hargrove, 1:22 to go, fourth quarter, and Mathakin on their way, driving to the basket, layup, no, but a foul, offensive foul on Krop. How many is that? I got three on Owen.
Yeah, that's his third.
More substitutions into the game.
Owen Krop, Brett Byrne, and Cole Hargrove all come out of the game.
Mr. Gladstone coming over from City of Basketball. Love any help? Looking at my scoreboard just to make sure it matches up here. Into the lane, layup is good.
That was nice, too.
Travis Coleman, 6 in the quarter, 10 for the game.
Under a minute.
Lead is down 72-46. Back comes Mathakin, spinning into the lane, thinking about a three with a left hand. He misses the shot, 46 seconds to go. Shot was fired up by Steve Penjuk underneath the basket. Cheltenham making this a little bit more respectable. And over the backboard, shot goes awry. Or was there a foul? Foul on the play. So with 36 seconds to go in the game, it's Mathakin 72, Cheltenham 46, and two free throws for number 25. And that is, who is your number 25, guys?
Nasir Andino. Andino.
Andino up. Good. Nasir, how do you spell that last name?
A-N-D-I-N-O.
Nasir Andino makes the first. And the second looks pretty good.
Yep.
Nice touch. The lead is down to 24. 72-48.
33 seconds left.
Biggest lead, was like 36 points for Mathakin. 28 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. And we got ourselves a foul off the ball. So it'll be free throw shots there. It's going to be 1-1 for number 10 for Mathakin. And that is Mike Marola.
Justin Savage picked up his first foul there.
I think Mike's a fan favorite here.
And he makes it.
Yep. And here goes the crowd.
Mike Marola, 6 foot junior. Just great experience for all these kids.
Only
playing at the
sophomore.
Leocora Center, yes. Up, short, yep. 23 seconds to go in the game. Mathacton, 73. Cheltenham, 48. Yep. Right wing corner, cross court pass. With the rock now is Justin Savage. Penetrates, glass, no good. Offensive rebound. Now a jumper, a three ball from the left side is short. Mathacton with the rebound. Let's give this young man a shout, number 5. Perry Hopwood. And that's the ball game. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mathacton Warriors as they win their first ever, in their first ever appearance, District 1 6A Boys Basketball Championship, blasting Cheltenham 73-48. Mathacton improves to 26-2. Cheltenham falls to 24-4. Cheltenham now is 1-3 in District 1 championship games. Their only win, 1968, by, ironically, 25 points over Chester in the District 1 championship in 1968. Back with the postgame show following these words. Boys high school basketball never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Once again, congratulations, Mathacton Warriors, as they defeat Cheltenham by a score of 73-48, District 1 6A championship. This is the widest, margin of victory in the boys' District 1 big school game since 2011. When eventual state champion Chester beat Council Rock North 66-43. So that was a 23-point margin. Tonight, 25, just one of those nights for Mathacton. Tremendous job, and one of those nights for Cheltenham. Time to regroup and go try to win a state championship at the 6A level as the state tournament begins for the boys 6A next Saturday.
Yeah, Dave, let's do a few final stats here. One of the biggest stats is Mathacton has out-rebounded Cheltenham 30-13.
Wow.
Jeff Woodward had 13 rebounds, and I think 6 of them off the offensive glass. Turnovers were about the same, 5 apiece. But all you can say is when the starters were in there, Mathacton was just at another level. Too many shooters, too many ways to score, and Cheltenham played a good game today. They didn't turn the ball over. They played very good. Yeah. But they just weren't up to the level of Mathacton. Too many weapons and just too much.
Unbelievable. Andy, let's wrap it up.
I'll run down our scoring. For Cheltenham, they were led by Jalen McGlone with 11. Travis Coleman had 10. Rasheem Derry had 3. Brandon Scott with 5. Justin Moore with 8. Brandon Hawkins with 4. Salim Payne with 3. Sean Emfinger and Nasir Andino both had 2 for their total of 48 on the night. For Mathacton, they were led by sharpshooter Eric Timko with 27. Jeff Woodward had 20.
Wow.
Cole Hargrove had 9. Brett Byrne had 7. Mike Marola had 1. Brett Everly had 3. And Owen Kropp had 6 for their total of 73 tonight.
In the District 1 5A game we also covered earlier, Westchester East was a winner over Penwood in a big way. 67-43. They've had this tournament 6 classes for 4 seasons now. This is the first time a non-Delaware County team won the District 1 championship at the 5A level. Your boy Norwood and the gang,
Tyler Norwood.
Pencrest, Tyler Norwood won it over Upper Marion. We had all these games.
Yeah, we did that game.
In 2017. And then 2018, Pencrest over Bishop Shanahan. That was a 22-point game there. And then last year, Sun Valley over Westchester East, 65-54. A little more history right there.
Well, listen, for those who are listening and want to check all this out, remember, this game is on archives. So you want to tell your friends, family, whatever, to listen. I'll probably get it up sometime tonight before about 11 o'clock, and it'll be on archive. And then, of course, we'll be republishing or re-linking all the articles that we find tomorrow that make some sense. So check our web pages, and then, you know, who knows where we're going to be at state. So just follow us along. Check in on us. It doesn't cost you a nickel to check on us. It doesn't cost you a nickel to do anything.
Mike, I got one last thing to go before we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jeff Woodward had a fabulous game. Fabulous game. But my star of this game is Eric Timko. 27 points. Outstanding shooting. He is my star of the game.
All right. There you go. And send your checks to Pete Fulginetti. No, I'm only kidding.
There you go. Right. We want to thank the Mathacton Booster Club for making this possible. And they came through with what it took to get this game on. And this will be a broadcast that you cherish forever, Mike. And that's a great thing.
As long as the memory system stays the same in computers, it will be on. We have games in football that we've done 15 years old.
Yeah, and it sounds crystal clear, too. Really glad to do it. So, Mathacton, 73, Cheltenham, 48. Mathacton will have a home area game next Saturday against Kirk Smallwood and his legendary Harrisburg Cougars. That place will be rocking up at the Mathacton area next Saturday. Not sure who Cheltenham's going to play yet. But, again, good luck to both teams, all the teams, in the upcoming 2020 100-year anniversary PIAA State Tournament. You've been listening to Boys High School Basketball. Thank you very much on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.